I'm Wild Thang, and I'm your host. And welcome to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. Yeah. Sponsored by LiquorLollipops.com. Makers of non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored, great-tasting lollipops. Being incarcerated helped Michael Vick. You know, looking back on things, you're able to see things clearly with 20/20 vision. Your understanding becomes much better. And it may sound weird thinking about it, but how could incarceration help a person? Well, the way that it could help a person is by stopping them from what is going to become or is either a destructive pattern, a pattern that they cannot stop themselves, a pattern that can only be stopped by someone else, a pattern that cannot be gradually broken, that has to be radically broken. And what was Michael Vick's issue? Well, his issue was he was just so talented, so unbelievably dynamic, so breathtaking in the way that he played football. It's been very, very few players, especially at his position, that was able to captivate the way he was able to captivate. And because of the gifts and the talents that he was given, if used incorrectly, it can cause major damage to him. So, you know, Michael Vick coming out of college, a lot of people out of Virginia Tech, you know, a lot of people was like, man, this guy's a generational talent. And when he was in college, he was just naturally better than anybody, than everybody. Just, you know, head and shoulders better than anybody. And then when he got taken to the league in the NFL by the Atlanta Falcons, you know, he was unbelievably better than everybody there as well. And that's where the problem starts. Because he was so athletically better than so many players, even on a professional level, he would have ran himself into the ground. And while he would have done that, we as fans would have cheered him on until he wasn't able to do it anymore. You know, he would have literally became a player who was just one big hit away from it being all over. How long could he have possibly kept up at that level? Who would have stopped him? You know, when you look at players like Robert Griffin III, and if you remember when he first got drafted out of Baylor, he was a Heisman winning quarterback. Great accuracy, great athletic quarterback, you know, able to get outside the pockets, just do some dynamic things. And he played for, who was that, Mike Shanahan in Washington. You know, his rookie year was magical. It was unbelievable, unbelievable. You know, his trajectory had never been seen. What he was about to do, what RG3 was about to do, had never been seen before. But instead of being coached in a way to prepare him for the long term in his career, the coaches encouraged him to utilize his natural ability, which they knew would eventually run out. They knew that the chances of you having a productive career for over 10 years in this league, playing the game this way, or small to slim, or slim to none. You know, no one makes it through like that. No one. You look at quarterbacks like Drew Brees in his 40s, Tom Brady in his 40s, Phillip Rivers either in his late 30s and early 40s. And then you have to ask yourself, you know, what are the similarities of these three players? You know, Now, each player was a great college player, but these players have also became better players in the pros. So now back to Michael Vick. The coaches, and rightfully so, because coaches play to win. You know, a coach cannot coach for next season, or he has a four-year contract, so he has a four-year plan. No. Coaches can get fired in year one of a four-year deal, year two, you know, at any time. Just like the players can lose their contracts at any time, coaches can be let go of at any time. So the coaches would have encouraged Michael Vick to utilize his natural ability, knowing that it would have given out eventually, and in most cases, spectacularly, like Bo Jackson, to where he's just dominating, and just gone. Never again seen, or if he's seen, he's never quite the player he was. And when this happens, now coaches want to coach you on the nuances of passing and, you know, throwing the ball away or checking down. And, you know, they want to coach you now. And I can see the same thing happening for Michael Vick. You know, he's just one big hit away. I mean, he's an unbelievable talent, but to put your whole franchise, your franchise quarterback, the best player your franchise has ever seen, and to know that he's one big hit away from somebody just ending all that, you know, and the coaches knew better. But they got to look out for their own hide. And if it meant for Michael Vick running the ball 15 times a game in order for them to win, as long as they was winning, it's all good. And if he got knocked out, or once he got knocked out, or once he wasn't the same player anymore, they figured, well, we'll just deal with it at that time. We'll keep a veteran backup just in case. You know, they already have a backup plan. You see, the time in jail for Michael Vick, it did take away from his playing time, but it took away from them hits he would have taken as well. And in return, it's added exponential amount of years to his post-football career, to his life, you know, to his well-being, to his ability to enjoy some of the simple pleasures like getting up and walking around, or playing with his kids, or, you know, combing his hair, or just things that we all just, I won't even say take for granted, but, you know, as a mobile quarterback, you know, things that you're just not able to do like you used to be able to do. You know, there are other great quarterbacks who were, you know, had 1, 2, 3 year careers, and, you know, they came in the league, did something real quick, and they was out. You know, a lot of times we don't remember it because it'd be so much going on, so much new information and new things happening. But, you know, in the 2000s, you know, in the early 2010s, you know, there were all kind of players or different players who played at a high level, you know, came in playing very similar, you know, running the ball, bow, out of there, you know, you're just done, concussions, you know, you don't even have to break bones. Michael Vick didn't have to break bones, you know, those concussions are real, and they add up. And trust and do believe, defensive players are getting paid to lay you down. That's what they get paid to do, you know, and I'm pretty sure they love what they do. So it took away from his ability to make more money per se in the NFL, but by him being in jail, being in prison, it's added quality of life time to his post NFL career. You know, he's able to go forward and be vibrant. For the things that he didn't make per se in money, he can enjoy in good health. And health is true wealth. And the pattern in which he was taken and the encouragement that was given to him, like, hey, if you don't see it, just go, Michael. You the man, Mike. You can do it. You know, like an offensive coordinator and the coach and everybody, GM, they all your group is, yeah, you can do it. Go ahead, just do it. Bye. You get laid out. And they like, yeah, you know, we hope he gets better. You know, they that's that empathy and sympathy. But, you know, it's the next man up, and we got to keep it going, you know, to keep the fans riled up. So, yeah, he did come back, and he played for a couple years, but he was a vastly different player when he came back. And he had became a quarterback. He ran only when needed. You know, when he played for the Eagles and when he played with the Pittsburgh Steelers, he had developed. And he didn't have to take those hits to develop. So when I look at a guy like Cam Newton, and, you know, I think about last year when he was just like, man, he was just out. And they was like, well, damn, what is he out for? And he was like, man, my arm, it just ain't right. And they like, Cam, what you mean it just ain't right? What's wrong? Haven't they taken x-rays? Cam like, yeah, we taking x-rays. We did this therapy, did that, did this, and it's still not right. And, you know, everybody just in the room was just puzzled. Cam puzzled. The audience puzzled. Like, I mean, you know, the media like, huh? We've never heard of such a thing. How can you be hurt and we don't know what's hurt? Because, man, it compounds. You know, I look at Cam Newton, man. This guy was a generational talent. You know, his size with, he's like 6'4", 6'5", 240. Ran like the wind when he came in, like 4'4", 4'5". Cannon arm, accurate. Just amazing player. You know, a humongous personality. Just an all-around, just amazing player. He had the ability to elevate his teammates, to elevate a team, you know, by himself through his efforts and through his gifts that he was given. That's another example, Cam Newton. No disrespect to his coach, Coach Rivera, but I do understand how difficult it is of a job of being of getting pressed to be successful each year and with no job security. None. You know, the only job security anybody has in the NFL is success. That's it. And even with success, as a player, if your number becomes a certain amount and you're still not performing at that level, then at any given time, you know, they'll be like, well, we just had to let such and such go. You know, we appreciate their time here. And, you know, they have a whole press statement made up. But so anyway, back to Coach Rivera. It's a lot of pressure to perform. And I think that's the reason why us as Americans, like why we love football, because it's the ultimate musical chairs of life. It's like, you know, people can get hurt. Careers can be ended at any given time. It's a violent sport. There are no guarantees. You know, so I guess for a number of people, they get opportunity to live vicariously through the NFL, you know, hurting somebody or ending someone's career or taking something from somebody, interception. And, you know, I mean, it's so many great stories of the NFL, but it's also like, it's life. It's life in its own brutal form. So anyway, back to Coach Rivera. Coach Rivera, he's pressed to have to perform every year, regardless of what he's given. So now you have Cam Newton. And here it is. You know that this guy, you see him, he's an unbelievable talent. But did they coach up Cam Newton to become a better quarterback as time went along? No. No. Even though Rivera should have known better than anybody that a defensive lineman can end a quarterback's career with one good hit. You know, Rivera played defense for the Chicago Bears during their championship run back in the 80s or what have you. So, you know, he should have known better than anyone. Hey, man, listen, you are amazing talent, but I want to see you out here and be successful. And I want to see you be able to walk away from the game. And, yeah, this is about a job, but it's more so important that, you know, that you as a person are able to live, you know, correctly. So here, take this coaching. Here's this quarterback coach. And what I want to do for you is want to make you a more polished NFL quarterback so you can be successful and you can maintain a level of success for a long period of time to where it won't be quite as many peaks and valleys. Because, excuse me, because everyone up here in the NFL is a pro. And it's new pros coming in every year. And they're lifting more weights and they're hitting harder in them. And those hits add up. If Coach Rivera would have done that, how that would have helped Cam Newton? If Mike Shanahan would have done that for RG3, Robert Griffin III, how many more years would that have added to his career? So now, the coaches in Atlanta during the time when Michael Vick was a player, they weren't in a position to stop what he was doing because he was just so unbelievable. He was just he was like the quarterback version of Barry Sanders, and what he was able to do by passing and running the ball was unbelievable. So by him going to jail like that, it took that time, those licks away, and gives him time now. And you know, last but not least, similar to Colin Kaepernick and Bo Jackson, before he got hurt, and that's what happened to Michael Vick if he got hurt, but similar to Colin Kaepernick, we can always remember him for his grace and dominance instead of being a broken up has-been. You know, if on the radio, if we quickly forget about what our favorite song was a month and a half ago, then you have to believe that, you know, we will quickly forget about a player if they're no longer productive at the level that we believe they should be. So Michael Vick getting hurt and getting injured like that allows us to remember him for his grace, for how dominant he was, how unstoppable he was, and how wonderful and rare of a player he was, because all we saw were the great parts of his personality and his play, shall I say. You know, he had just signed like $100 million contract, which at that time was unbelievable, and he had earned every penny, so he was just quote unquote coming into his prime. But by his prime being taken in NFL years, it's been given back to him in longevity, and I'm sure his family, and he can appreciate that. Holla. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. Make sure you follow, subscribe, share, tell a friend, and if you have any comments, please leave them. Also, make sure you check out my latest musical release, Motorcycle Music Volume 1, available on all streaming platforms. And also, make sure you support our sponsors, LiquorLollipops.com, makers of non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored, great-tasting lollipops. They are the Starbucks of lollipops. All right? Well, I'm going to holler back at y'all. Peace.